Our text, as I mentioned, is from Psalm 65. Psalm 65 is a very familiar psalm, to many of us at least. David apparently wrote it to be sung annually at one of the harvest feasts celebrated by the people of God, such as the Feast of First Fruit. At the Feast of First Fruit, the first sheaves of the barley harvest were waved before the Lord by the priests as a dedication offering. We read that in Leviticus 23. And we read concerning the harvest in Psalm 65, in verse 9, verse 13. So this is really a harvest psalm to celebrate the goodness of God in hearing the prayers of His people for His blessing. If you are in an agricultural community, you will know how to pray for God's blessing, because you know that your day-to-day life depends on God hearing your prayers and providing you with a harvest for the year. However, David no doubt wrote this psalm in the spirit of Christ, so that God's people throughout the ages might sing with meaning, even if they are not in agricultural communities, even if they have no harvest to celebrate. This then is a psalm of joyful praise which our covenant head, Christ, has given us to sing in union with Him, to extol our great God for His blessing in hearing our prayers. We may entitle it the righteous one's joyful praise for the prayer-hearing God. Well, what should we praise God for? Well, this psalm gives us three broad reasons. From verse 1 to verse 4, we are taught to praise God for His salvation, which is so rich and so free. From verses 5 to 8, we are taught to praise God for His mighty power displayed in creation. And then in verse 9 to verse 13, we are to praise God for His provision, His providence in our lives. But this evening, we will not be studying the entire psalm. Rather, the Lord helping us, we want to consider a profound text, which our dear brother, Pastor Jeff O'Neill, preached so ably more than 15 years ago. The text is from verse 11. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. Here is a beautiful verse in which the year, you may realize, is personified as a gracious lady walking down a path. The year, in Hebrew, the word shana, as in Rosh Hashanah, when you say the piece of trumpet is on the Rosh Hashanah, Hashanah, which is the head of the year. Shana is feminine. So look, the year is walking. Look, the Lord has given her a crown, even a crown with many jewels of His goodness. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness. And behold, as she walks down the path, everything we are told blossoms, flourish, and bear fruit. Abundance of fatness seem to distill out of thin air. Thy paths drop fatness. That's what it means. As the years walking, then everything seems to fall. And the grass blooms. The grain bear for fruit. The trees suddenly buds, and fruit is born. They drop out of the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They sing. Can you imagine your mind? That's what is being described. Well, what a wonderful thought for us to meditate on as we come to the end of the year. So let's consider three thoughts. 1st, the year 2018, is passing by. Secondly, she has been crowned. Thirdly, she will pass her scepter to 2019. 2018 is passing by. Look at her. What do you remember of her? We all remember her differently. It's like how the moon seems to follow us everywhere we go, isn't it? A few months ago, a little boy asked me in the car, how can it be that the moon is always following us everywhere we go? Last Lord's Day, one of my daughters, with a very stoic exterior, suddenly exclaimed, I'm so fascinated that the moon followed us all the way home. Or that day, the moon was especially bright and beautiful. I think you must have seen it too. If you've not seen it, you should start looking up to see the Lord's wonderful creation. But you have seen it from a different vantage point. So it is with Lady Year. She's the same lady, but we all would see her, we all would have seen her from a different vantage point. Some of these vantage points we will have shared with those who are closest to us, who walk with us. Others, you will be the only one who has seen it. Others would not have seen it. What do you remember of her? Of 2018. It's just been difficult, hasn't she? I was just talking to someone this afternoon. This is 2018. It's a difficult, difficult year. True, isn't it? Oh, yes. In the rain, I lost my closest friend. Says one. My business failed miserably, says another. I met with a terrible accident and oh, what a loss! I quarreled and broke up with my best friend. I failed my exam and lost my job. I was accused of something I did not do. My health took a downward turn. My loved one is in a hospital. I was so busy I had no time for my family. My son, my daughter stopped coming to church. I fell down and broke my chin. Look at the news around us. Climate change, trade wars, political upheavals, terrorism, humanitarian crisis, massive forest fires, earthquake, volcanic eruption, tsunamis. When we thought that nothing worse could happen, then a tsunami swept across Indonesia through a volcanic eruption. Death. Oh, what a year. What a year. I can't say that it was a dull year. It was a miserable year, isn't it? Good riddance, 2018. I won't miss you. You won't miss her. But wait. Before you dismiss her completely, look! She has been crowned. She has been crowned. No. Not everyone will see that she is wearing a crown. But for you who have eyes of faith, with the assurance of the word of God, she is wearing a diadem on her brow. What is this crown? Surely it's not just a bountiful harvest that is being celebrated at the end of the year. For if that's the case, then this psalm would be irrelevant and unsingable in a year when the harvest is bad. Surely this crown is a crown of God's goodness throughout the year. So look carefully at this crown. Take a picture of this crown. Enlarge it. And what do you see? You see on the crown many jewels. Different shape, different sizes, different colors. Look carefully. What is it made of? It's made of a stone called the goodness of God. And look, with modern technology, you click on it, you can see what it is, the description. Now let's presume now for a moment we can see the description of these jewels. What do you see? Amazingly, every one of them has a different story to tell. Look, here's a gem that speaks about the loss of your dear friend. What does it say? It says, end of suffering for a faithful servant. He is now free to enjoy the love of his Savior who loved him so. Prayers for restoration answered in a most amazing way. Look, here's a gem that speaks of business failure. What does it say? Dependence on God affirm. Precious lesson on contentment and laying up treasures in heaven learn. Look, here's a gem that speaks of your accident, the terrible accident that you fret and frown for days. What does it say? It says, thank God your life was preserved and that you were provoked to treasure life and to prepare for eternity. Thank God that your children are made to realize how important you are to them, that they may respect you and thank God for you. And look, here's the other gem that speaks of that breakup, that very painful breakup, for which for days you wept, the tears that you shed. What does it say? Click on it. What does it say? It says, a mirror to see your heart, a sword to steer you to the Savior who will never leave you nor forsake you. You see there how you've never been on your knees more until that happened and you were drawn close to the Lord. Look, here's the gem. Here's the other gem. It speaks of your failure. The failure for which you got scolded and for which you regretted. What does it say? It says, lesson taught, both of diligence and seeking first the kingdom of God. Did he not teach you that new lesson? That you have forgotten to pray? You have forgotten to work hard? Oh look, here's the other gem that speaks of your job loss. What does it say? It says, trust in Him and His promises, cultivated in your heart. A reminder to pray, give us this day our daily bread. You've forgotten to pray that, because you assume that in prosperous Singapore, everything will be given to you. Look, here's the other gem. It speaks of your poor health. What does it say? Says self-sufficiency challenge, reliance upon Christ strengthen, and hope in the resurrection deepen. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Look, Here's the gem that speaks of the false accusation that you face. Oh, what grief you face for days, and you were tempted to want to get back at the person. But what does the gem say? It says, filling up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ and Christ-like meekness cultivated. Now look, here's a gem that speaks of your business and family. What does it say? It says priorities being challenged, family bond shown to be precious. That gem is still being cuffed. See? It's not complete yet. Look, here's the gem that speaks of your son or your daughter ceasing to come to church. What could it possibly say that is good? It says, hope in the Lord. Better lost and found than a reluctant legalist. Brought to your knees in reliance upon the Lord, not on your own effort. Finally, let's look at that gem that speaks of the cut on the chin. That really happened, no? What does it say? It says, manliness and maturity being cultivated the hard way. And if you know what went on, Christian charity between parents exemplified. Good that it happened. Oh, beloved brethren and children, do you not see how negative we tend to be? We see with eyes of flesh the year finishing her journey, and all we can think of are the pain and the sorrow and the negative things that has happened to us. As Pastor Jeff reminds us, we live constantly and continually under God's goodness, though most of the time we are selfishly unconscious of it and attribute our various comforts to our own endeavors and industry. But Christ is here appointed for us to walk by faith, not by sight. If we open our eyes of faith, as we should, then we shall behold the year wearing a crown of God's goodness. It is the Lord who crowned the year. You did try hard, as faithful Christians, you try hard to crown or to make sure that the crown of the year has good jewels. But the more you try, the more mess you make of it. Yet God turned everything around for your good. He crowned the year for you. The Lord has appointed, you see, all things for our good, even the things that we did not think was good. Nothing happens by accident in the hand of God, who is sovereign. In Isaiah 45:46, the Lord reminds us that He is the alone living and true God, and He is the one who declares the end from the beginning. Such is the true sovereign God. Nothing happens by accident, and nothing happened to us who love God, who are called according to His purpose, which is not good for us. Where are the thorns? Where the thorns, they are not on the crown. Not on this crown. We are on the ground that our Savior wore to the cross. Because He wore the thorns, our ear wears a crown that bears only the jewels of God's goodness. See, beloved brethren, therefore, the year 2018, walking with a crown. Clap for her. Clap for her, but praise God. Thank God for her. The journey is coming to an end. She has done what the Lord has appointed for her to do for our sakes. See her as she should be seen, wearing the crown of the jewels of God's goodness for you. Finally, consider how she will pass her scepter to 2019. Now, this is the nature of years. They will pass their scepter to the next year. So the year 2018 will pass the scepter to the year 2019. But how will 2019 be? Well, we have the assurance that she will be as 2018. In fact, if you like, she is the same lady, though we give her a different name. And so the same promises applies to her. She shall be crowned with the goodness of the Lord. What assurance we have that this will be the case. Well, we have the assurance because we are told in the same verse, "And thy paths drop fatness." Just as 2018, 2019 will walk along the paths of the Lord, and the paths of the Lord will drop fatness. That is, it will distill bountifulness or fruitfulness. We read that in verse 12, verse 13, which we looked at earlier. We may picture the year walking along the path. In every step that she takes, flower blooms. As she takes her foot off, flower begins to spring up. And the trees bear their fruits. And the sheaves become laden with grain. The fields are covered with the flocks of the Lord. Such is the path of the year for the righteous. Such is not the path for everyone. But it's the path for the righteous. Because the word of God says the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Proverbs 4:18. The just is the righteous. The same word in the Hebrew. But as none righteous, implies David in Psalm 14, the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become futile. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. As is written, there is none righteous. No, not one, says the Apostle Paul. How then can we be righteous? How then can we have the assurance that the year will walk for us on the path of that drops fatness? Now we can be righteous, beloved brethren and children, because we are imputed, credited with the righteousness of the righteous one who has given us this psalm for us to sing in union with him. He came to live, to suffer and to die on behalf of all whom the Father has given to him. Because he lived, we who fall short of the glory of God may see the face of God, who is transcendently holy. Because he is beloved of God, we who are the children of God's wrath may enjoy his love instead. Because he suffered, we who are united to him will never suffer God's punishment for sin. Because he rose from the dead, we who are by nature dead in sin and trespasses are made alive in a new birth and will one day rise again from the grave. It is because we are counted righteous in God's sight for Christ's sake that every path that the year will take on our behalf will be good and bountiful. But that does not mean that every path will be easy and pleasant. That is not part of God's promise. Sometimes the year will bring us through paths of righteousness that are full of joy and peace and meaning. Sometimes the year will lead us to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Sometimes the year will lead us to walk in the paths of judgment and chastisement. As wisdom says in Proverbs 8, I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. See, we are led through this path of chastisement for our good, in order that much good will come to our souls. But take note, beloved brethren, sometimes the year will lead us through what Isaiah calls crooked paths. Crooked paths of great pain, regret, and sorrow. So Isaiah reminds us of that in Isaiah 59, verse 8. Those crooked paths of pain and regret are not the paths that we want to walk on. But thankfully, we do have some control over the paths that the year will lead us through. The Apostle to the Hebrew commands us, make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. Well, the idea is there, isn't it? It's crooked paths, but you can make straight paths. How can we make straight paths? How can we avoid these crooked paths of pain and regret? We may not avoid the paths of pain and sorrow that the Lord has appointed for us for our good. Sometimes He chastises for our good. But we can avoid the pains of severe chastisement and regret. We can avoid these paths of tears that are due to our own sin, whether of omission or of commission. We may avoid them by seeking first God's kingdom and His righteousness. We may avoid them also by following hard after Christ along that narrow way that leads to life. To hear the message this morning, temptation will be to walk in the broad way. Everyone walks in that way. And look, they that walk in that way, Psalm 73, so blessed. Everything seems well. Why do I want to walk in this way, that narrow way? But the Lord has taught us that that's the way that we must walk. Out of love, out of gratitude to Him. And as we follow Him in that way, so the year will lead us in the same way. Oh, may we do so. May we open our ears to hear His voice as He calls us to follow Him. Come, He says, cast your cares and burdens upon me, because I care for you. Strive to enter into the kingdom of God. My sheep hears my voice and they follow me, says our shepherd. May we follow Him by faith, not allow Satan to cast a doubt in our heart. He has been doing so. The whole year He has been doing so. When you hear the preachers or the elders say, come for prayer, come for prayer. Attend the means of grace, worship. The devil there is whispering, why do you really need to do these things? You really need to do all these extra things? You already got place in heaven? Why don't you just spend more time? Make sure that your children get a top grade in school.
so you rest a lot. Enjoy your life. Of course, there are legitimate reasons. But be sure the devil will turn every illegitimate reason into a legitimate reason now, yes. But my sheep hear my voice. If your ear will walk in the paths of righteousness that drop fatness, you, not the ear, must hear the voice of Christ and follow him. He is the shepherd. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. It's the Lord who crowns the year with goodness. It is with his goodness that he crowns the year with. It is the Lord's path that drop fatness. It's the Lord's path that the year walks on for all who follow after Christ. It is for this reason that praise waits for the Lord in Zion. It is for this reason that we can rejoice and give thanks at the end of the year, even if it has been the most difficult year. Let us, beloved brethren and children, leave 2018 with thanksgiving in our heart and praises in our lips to our great God and Savior. And let us enter into 2019 with confidence, seeking first God's kingdom and his righteousness. Let us pray that the year will lead us in a smooth path of righteousness, joy, and peace as we turn our eyes unto the Lord Jesus, laying aside every weight and sin that so easily beset us. For he is the author and finisher of our faith. But wait, this promise is not for everyone. And it's essential for us to say these things. Just as essential for us to hear the word preached this morning. If you choose to walk in a path of unbelief and sin, lawlessness, iniquity, then God does not promise peace and prosperity. Instead, he threatens judgment and curses. Oh, you not take heed to your life. Turn to Christ while he may yet be found. Seek forgiveness and salvation in him. Seek grace to live the life of purpose and hope. Perhaps you may be saying in your heart, no, thank you. I'm just fine. Even the past year has been good to me. And I expect next year to be good too. I don't need God to crown the year with his goodness for me. I know how to do it myself. Well, don't be too sure. Don't be too sure that the goodness you enjoyed this year did not come from the hand of the Lord. As Pastor Jeff reminded us in his sermon, in that you have repeatedly resisted his calls to repent and to believe, and yet he has not entered into judgment with you, his forbearance is a commentary on his goodness to you. But do not presume upon his goodness, but take heed to the admonishment of the Apostle Paul. Despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Covenant children, especially take heed. The context of the Apostle Paul's words is in regard to the branches on the olive tree, such as bear no fruit, walk not in the way of the Lord. The patience of the Lord is limited. And as you continue in that way, you bring to yourself much sorrow and grief, not only to yourself, but to your parents, because they grieve for you out of their love for you. God has a purpose in all that he does. If he ordered the year to bring you through the paths of ease and prosperity, it is so that you may thank him and glorify him. If instead of doing so you boast in your own ability or glorify an idol, then you can be sure of God's condemnation. And then, oh,
the goodness that you have received this year and all other years will serve only to render you more guilty and wear you down into eternal damnation in the lake of fire.
But there is hope. Turn to Him. Seek forgiveness. Seek forgiveness for squandering your life away.
Seek forgiveness for unbelief. Believe Him, and His righteousness will cover you, and you can be assured of God's bountiful blessing
in the years ahead. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, thy path drops fatness. Amen.